Second parak of Bikurim now, parak base Mishnah Aleph, and the whole parak. Let me just tell you, the whole second parak is kind of interesting. I like this kind of parakim. It's going to take us all around and like the whole Torah here. We're going to essentially be comparing things and showing how certain dinim and certain things are similar and how certain things are different. So, in other words, for example, the first Mishnah here is going to tell us when it comes to Bikurim how Bikurim and really Truma are like Maaser Sheni, and then the next Mishnah will say how they're not like Maaser Sheni. We're going to visit Esrogim versus other fruits. We're going to visit the, you know, certain animal called a koi or kvi, whatever. We'll see different things. So that's our topic here, and it's for our purposes, it's going to be a great chazara on Zeroyim as we're at the very end here, because you're going to be chazar all the dinim of Truma now, all the dinim of Maaser Sheni now, and so on. Okay, so the first Mishnah here, the topic is Truma and Bikurim are similar in these ways and different, however, from these seven things apply to Truma and Bikurim, but do not apply to Maaser Sheni. Okay? So here we go. Just keeping your head straight. Truma, the first tithe of the produce. Bikurim, the first of the fruits. And Maaser Sheni is the second tithe that you bring to eat in Jerusalem. Okay? So it says, Truma va Bikurim, when it comes to Truma, this is Truma Gedola. Actually, and Truma's mice for that matter. And Bikurim, the first fruits. Chayav Nalayim, if you eat them and you're not a Kohen, you're Chayav Nalayim Misa, you have to death at the hands of heaven. V'chomesh, and if you eat them, you bring a chomesh, meaning that not only do we compensate the Kohen with the amount, the principal amount, you add 25%. If that's, of course, you ate it b'shogeg, that doesn't apply to Maaser Sheni, there's no such thing. If you ate it outside of Jerusalem, there's no machomesh there, and no Misa B'nei Shemayim. V'asur and Lazarim, only a Kohen could eat it, as opposed to Maaser Sheni, anyone could eat it. V'hem nichse Kohen, they are the property of the Kohen. By Bikurim, I spoke to that yesterday, really, in Lundus, I don't think it becomes the Kohen's until after you bring it, right? But once you brought it, it's the Kohen's property. The point is that just like Truma and now and Bikurim, once the Kohen gets his hands on it, whoever the Kohen is, he can do what he wants with it, including selling it to purchase, you know, a Ferrari. It doesn't matter that he can't eat it. As opposed to Maaser Sheni, you recall you can only use it to exchange for foodstuffs or, you know, for anointing things. So it's his. He can do what he wants with it in terms of selling it to other Kohanim. Va'olin be'echad u'meya, if it gets mixed up with other things, truma, and bikurim, so you need 100 times against to annul. It's of course yavish be'yavish, we discussed, like dry things into dry things, min b'mino. Okay, anyways, now, utu'unim rechitzas yadayim v'her of shemesh, before you touch your truma or your bikurim, you need to wash your hands. Remember that truma and bikurim are sensitive, susceptible to tumah up to being a shlishi, up to being a third degree tumah, and stam yadayim, hands, if you don't wash them, are assumed to have the status of being shneim, the derabanan, the second degree tumah. Even if you're tahor, and you know you're certainly tahor, unless you know for certain your hands are clean and have been washed and you've been washing them, they we call them like a shneim, second degree tumah, so you need to wash them before you touch your bikurim, if you're a kohen, and your tumah. There, shemesh, you need to have your setting of your sun. All these things are chazorah, but it's good to chazor. If you recall that if a kohen becomes tameh, so he needs to go to the mikvah. So then, when a person's gone to the mikvah that day, is called a tevul yom. A tevul yom, like on the day of his mikvah, he is considered a sheni l'tumah still, he's tahor for chulin, but he still can't touch truma. Once he has hair of shemesh, literally means setting of the sun, but we know it means three stars. So then now he can once again partake of Truma, and same goes for Bikurim, and as we keep on speaking out. But for Kachem, so this is why you see Bikurim not exactly like Kachem, but for Kachem you need to be if you're a Mechusik Kippurim, if you still owe a Korban, you can't bring a Korban until the next morning when the base military opens, so you're still a Mechusik Kippurim, like a Shlishi, and you can't touch Kachem, but here he certainly could eat Bikurim. Okay? Once he has the Teskochavim. Hare elu b'truma u'bikurim. These restrictions all apply to truma and bikurim, but not mash inkim b'maiser. Maiser means maiser sheni here, don't get confused. I mean maiser also, but it means maiser sheni much more restricted. And the last point again, so you don't need to wash your hands before maiser sheni, and you don't have to, so on. If you were tamei and you went to the mikvah, you don't need hair of shemesh anymore, because maiser sheni is not susceptible to being shlishi, so you could eat it right away once you got to the mikvah and so on. Okay. Time for one more? Yeah, we'll do one more. Okay. So that was how Maaser Sheni and Bikurim are different. Now here we're going to say ways in which Maaser Sheni and Bikurim are similar but different to Truma. So here Bikurim is going to be more like Maaser Sheni than it is to Truma, which is interesting. But you'll see they're sort of exogenous, they're sort of side pointy things, kind of. So it says, Yesh b'maaser Bikurim. There are certain things that apply both to Maaser, meaning Maaser Sheni, don't get confused, Maaser Sheni, and Bikurim. Masha'ein ken b'Truma, but don't apply to Truma. Here they are. First of all, Sha'maaser v'Bikurim tu'unim havas makom. When it comes to Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, they need to go to a certain place, meaning they need to go to, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, they need to go to Jerusalem, within the walls, and Bikurim need to go into the Har Habayis, we saw, up to the base of Mikdash, but Truma is not Truma. Truma can be eaten anywhere. And also Tu'un Vidui, there's a certain declaration that goes with them. If you recall, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, when you bring it, you do like the Vidui Maaseris, you say, I did everything like you told me to in terms of the Hafrashas. And the same goes as a Vidui declaration when it comes to Bikurim. This is the Rami Ovid Avi, this is the declaration about thank God for giving me the land of Israel and my home and everything. Now, just speaking out, of course, your Vidui Maaseris, when you bring Maaser Sheni, is contingent on having done Truma properly. Don't get mixed up. Remember, you have to have given Truma to the Kohanim in time, otherwise you won't be able to say it. But the point is, there's no declaration to eating Truma. V'asurim la'onen. An onen can't eat, we saw this before, Maaser Sheni, that's part of the declaration. The only way we know that actually is from the Pasuk itself, when you declare in Maaser Sheni, you say, I didn't eat it as an onen, so there you see you can't eat it as an onen. And then that was learned to kachem. Okay? So either bikurim are like quasi kachem because they're brought in the offering and like it's learned out, kodesh kodesh, or it could be that that pasuk says v'samachta, you'll rejoice when you bring your bikurim, and an onen can't rejoice. Just a reminder, an onen is someone who has midoraisa, lost one of their seven relatives on that day, they're called an onen, and midorabanan, even that night after the relatives been buried, but still they're onen midrabanan, as well as the day that the mace is buried, if not that day that they died, or the day that they're reinterned, whatever it is. So that person's upset again, and therefore can't be eating neither Maaser Sheni as an onen, nor can he be eating bikurim, either because it's like kachim, or because he won't be able to fulfill the samachta, he'll be happy. Okay? Now, Reb Shimon's matzah. Reb Shimon says, no. They're not like kachim. Bikurim is truma, it's called truma, treat as truma. Truma is mutter to a person, a kohen is an aninus, and so is bikurim. Don't go that far with the kodesh business. Okay? Now, chayavin in biur, b'biur. Biur means removal, I say, but right, or destruction. Removal and destruction. Removal from your rishus, which could be done by destruction. That's my take on it. Meaning, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, if it's left over, remember you can't keep it past the last day of Pesach on the 4th and 7th year. Same goes of Bikurim, as I mentioned before. Once Hanukkah's passed, it's too late, they're not available anymore. And we learn out that that's the end of the game for Bikurim. Can't bring them, we have to destroy them now. When it comes to Truma, if you recall, I don't know how much I emphasize this point I mentioned, but let me emphasize it now, back in Maaser Sheni, that as long as you give your Truma to the Kohen before Pesach on the 4th and 7th years, you fulfill what you have to do, you can make a declaration, and the Kohen can keep it longer than that. The Kohen doesn't have to destroy his Truma after Pesach. So as long as you gave to the Kohen before the proper time, there's no beer required of the Truma. If you kept it for yourself, you'll have to destroy it. Okay. Fine. Reb Shimon Poter, Reb Shimon says, no, you're not the chiv of beer when it comes to Bikurim. Bikurim are like Truma. Don't go too far. Okay? The Asurim, okay. This is a little, let me speak this one out first outside. Okay, if you recall, we keep on having this idea of things that aren't like intrinsically usur are never batal. Dvarim sheyesh lo matirim, things that could be mutter, so if they get mixed up in a mixture, they're not batal. Usually the bittul happens when the taste is gone or whatever, 100 times for bikurim. But the thing with bikurim is that they're edible, but once they're in Jerusalem, they can't be taken out of Jerusalem anymore. Right? And Maaser Sheni, the same thing. So what happens if you have a mixture in which Maaser Sheni falls in or Bikurim fall in and you're in Jerusalem? So now it's stuck because there's nothing intrinsically us about these things, but it can't go out of Jerusalem. So even though you have one part in a million mixed up here of Bikurim or Maaser Sheni in Jerusalem, you can't take it out of Jerusalem anymore because it's not batal. because it's not iser, so it's not batal. So, yeah, that's with me in this one. So the point of the Mishnah saying is, once if you have a mixture of these things in Jerusalem, you can't take it out of Jerusalem and eat it there, even though normally mixtures are batal. Here it's stuck because it's not batal, and therefore the Mishnah says va'asurin kol shehen. They're asur in a kolshu, a kol shehen, a kolshu is like any amount. Melechol biyushalayim, from eating in Jerusalem. The words don't really say the message what I told you, if it's mixed up in Jerusalem, it's stuck there. Now, if you recall also, we mentioned in Trumos, that the Warren Shabbos, the beginning there, says that there are 18 gzeres that Beis Shammai made. One of them was that the gedulei Truma is considered like Truma. If you plant Truma, even though the seed's gone, and really midoraisa, what grows out of it shouldn't be Truma anymore, the rabbis didn't want people keeping their Truma lying around, getting tummy, planting it, and therefore they said that if you plant Truma, too bad, what grows out of it still Truma, it still gives the Kohen. So we're on that topic here. So that was only by Truma. But when it comes to Truma, pure Truma. But if you recall, we said if it was a mixture of Truma, we were Makel from Truma. So we said if it was Truma mixed with other things, the Tarovis, and you plant the seeds, so what grows out of it, now anyone can eat it. But we're now going to be Machmir, similar, and say if the mixture happened in Jerusalem, since it's not batal, because it's Avarim Sheshlam Matirim, the Bikurim won't become batal, or the Matshim won't become batal, if the mixture happened in Jerusalem, it's not batal, and therefore if you plant it, what grows out is also still can't be eaten out of Jerusalem. Bikurim. And Meister Sheni, for that matter. So that's what it says. That's, if you don't get that piece, because it's like too much complicated, don't lose heart over it. Okay, then let's... Okay. Vigadulehen, therefore, that which grows out of the mixture in Jerusalem of Meister Sheni, let's say, or Bikurim, Asurim Mileachol Biyushalayim. It's usher to eat them anywhere other than in Jerusalem. The mixture has to be eaten in Jerusalem because not a bottle, can't go out. Even though the actual, you planted wheat seeds, those kernels are gone, but what grew out of it, cast in Jerusalem. Af lazarim v'la behema, and the same goes that it can't be fed to a zar or behema, non-Kohen or a behema. Normally truma, we said midurabanan, if you plant it, what grows out has to be given to Kohanim dafka, but we said if it's a mixture and it's truma, it can be eaten by anybody or given to animals, it's like not tchulin. But if it was in Jerusalem, it's not batal, therefore what grows out of the ground, which was mixed in Jerusalem, still has to be eaten by the Kohanim if it's Bikurim, it can't be given to non-Kohen, and it can't be given to animals. Okay, and Reb Shimon says, no way. Shimon says this whole thing's going way too far about this mixture business. No way. The gedulim that come out of mixtures, forget it. It's like, it's gone, long gone, rabbis weren't goes like this, and you can leave it out, take it out of Jerusalem, not a problem. Hare elu b'maiser b'kurim. These are things that apply to maiser, meaning maiser sheni. They're restricted, or they have to be replaced. And b'kurim, and also b'kurim, masha enkem b'truma. But they don't apply. That list of things don't apply to regular truma. Okay, we'll stop there.